WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Reaction continues to Friday's announcement from A&M President Bowen Lofton that he will be stepping down in January.
Student body president Reed Joseph was in the room when Lofton made the announcement Friday morning.
Excited for him to be able to move on to really where he kind of talked about in the meeting, where he really feels best, where he really has a big calling to go back with the student interaction in the classroom. In the research.
The Speaker of the A&M Faculty Senate, Walter Daugherty, says Lofton was especially instrumental getting the legislature to partially restore cuts to higher education, which will fund the first merit raises in several years. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp plans on asking the Board of Regents to give Lofton a generous separation agreement and help him establish a research institute.
You know, in the past, A&M and all of us have always done these great separation packages for presidents that we've fired. I think that sends the wrong signal. We ought to do the same thing for presidents that have done a good job.
Lofton, who became interim president in June 2009, will return to the classroom as a tenured professor in the College of Engineering. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It's been a year and a half since Brazos County had a burn ban. Tomorrow's county commissioner's agenda includes bringing it back for those who live outside city limits. Since the first of the month, temperatures near or above 100 have increased water consumption. Jennifer Nations at the City of College Station says it's up from record usage the year before last.
We're 2 to 4 million gallons ahead of where we were then. We have more capacity now. With us, our groundwater is 3,000 feet deep. It is plentiful, but I say that cautiously because it's the only supply for everyone in this area and we're all using it.
College Station water usage has exceeded 25 million gallons a day, nearing the daily capacity of 29 million. The Brazos County IT building in downtown Bryan was evacuated Friday afternoon for 2 hours following the discovery of black smoke coming out of an air conditioning vent. Director Eric Caldwell said an AC motor had to be replaced. There was no other damage. Non-critical employees were sent home at 3:30. And the remainder worked from the part of the building that had no smoke. The former Lone Star Gas offices are located west of the Brazos County Administration Building. A Brazos County District Court jury that convicted a Bryan man of murder on Thursday decided Friday on his punishment. 20-year-old Travis Carroll was sentenced to 12 years in prison and ordered to pay a $5,000 fine. The jury deliberated 3 hours during the punishment phase after going 95 minutes to determine Carroll was guilty of participating in the 2011 shooting death of Billy Menard Jr. Maximum punishment would have been life in prison. Prosecutors sought 40 to 50 years, and Carroll's lawyer asked for a 5-year sentence. A one-vehicle accident Sunday morning in Anderson killed a man. Dispatchers say about a quarter past 8, 51-year-old Robert Shirley of Onalaska was driving north in a van on Highway 90 when he left the roadway and struck a tree. Shirley was wearing a seatbelt. The accident took place in the city limits and is still under investigation. And 12 current Aggies will be chosen as a permanent part of A&M traditions by serving as models for a new statue, but noon tomorrow is the deadline to apply. Associate Vice President for Student Affairs Tom Reber says the statue will be placed at the renovated Kyle Field.
The statue is going to be 12 students sawing varsity's horns off and have, you know, arms interlocked and feet, and outside the east side of the stadium, the student section, and it will be a representation of those students sawing varsity's horns off.
You can find a link to the artist's rendering as well as to the application page on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 69 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirnemann Flooring Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirnemann has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirnemann Flooring. Zwirnemann Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit NormandyTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCS. CSTirePros.com.
Good morning, 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or give him a call at 268-1162.
We've got a bit of an unusual weather situation in the upper parts of the atmosphere today. Big upper level low is going to be responsible for occasional rain today. High temperatures are probably going to be around 85 degrees. We certainly could use the rainfall. Tonight, the rain will gradually taper off. Lows overnight around 70. Occasional sun tomorrow. The chance for showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. Some sun Wednesday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor, filling in for Kevin O'Connor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Johnny Football has an early departure leave from the Manning Passing Academy. The Home Run Derby is set for tonight, and there's a new winner for the John Deere Classic. All this and more coming up in sports.
A new young winner.
A youngin'.
Teenager.
Kids these days do the darndest things, Scott.
Yeah, they really do, don't they? As far as the rain is concerned, moving out of the area, at least right now, it's light rain, and it's been really good. I mean, good to have that. I guess it started 4 o'clock, 4:30, something like that. And there is some more down south, but we're going to have a little respite from it for a little while. As far as your traveling is concerned, if you headed over toward Huntsville and then north of Huntsville, there's quite a bit of heavy rain up in that area, so Crockett and all that stuff. And then if you go up to Waco, they've got some rain. And anywhere, places to the north. But just nice rainfall. Not bad. Okay, just kind of finishing up a little bit on the whole Trayvon Martin thing. Mm. Now this is what's going to happen. Now the media is going to scold the public. You know, they're going to condemn us for this entire situation, and then there'll be, I guess, a victory tour with the I told you so's, which could have happened in either way. No matter what the verdict would have been, there'd be a bunch of people out in the media saying I told you so, whether, you know, it was this or he'd been found guilty. And the media has to fill the time with something. You know, it amazes me that we can have an ambassador of our country killed in an attack, and they don't talk about that nearly as much as they talked about this situation.
Mm.
I mean, I turned on CNN, I think, at 5 o'clock yesterday, and so they're talking about it. I turn it off. I go back at 5:15, they're still talking about it.
Well, I think one of the reasons it's so relevant is, I know you said it's local, so yeah, it is just in Florida, this specific crime, but racism is still an issue across the entire United States. So I think at least having a big scale thing like this that everybody's looking at can help get people's attention, you know?
Yeah, it'll get their attention, but I don't think it'll solve anything. And I hate to sound like an old guy, but, you know, people are going to believe the way that they're going to believe. And it's go ahead.
And really, Kat, I mean, I agree with you on some level in that racism, but it also, it goes both ways. Or it goes anyway. I mean, I was looking at something, and really the only reason I think that this was brought to light as a race issue is because it got up, you know, the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons got a hold of it, and that's what they were preaching to the people, and there's people that listen to them, and that's what they started believing. That's what how they started conveying everything that was going on. There was a white girl up in Philadelphia who was killed by two black males. And for a bicycle, I think, or something like that. You know?
I don't think it was because she was white. I'm not necessarily going to comment. I feel like, yes, I agree with you that this was maybe made more about race than it actually was. But race is a problem. I have a lot of friends who are really hurting. And, you know, I feel like I have to get out there and say, no. People cross the street when I'm walking, too. It's not just like my friends who believe that, oh, it's because I'm black, somebody crossed the street. Because they're afraid of me, but they do that to me too, and I'm not a scary looking person. Or, you know, I've missed out on jobs or teams or things like that that I was qualified for. I don't think race is always involved, but race is a big deal. We do need to work something out, figure something out, and it's hard, I think, for white people to know how to say, I'm on board, I want to support you, without looking patronizing. It's just a very complicated issue with a lot of different sides to it.
I mean, ask Paula Deen. So,
yeah, really. Hello.
Just FYI, on the northbound exit ramp of 21 Highway 6 and 21, there's an 18-wheeler that's spun out and blocking part of the exit ramp.
Thank you very much. Okay, got that. 6 and 21 northbound ramp. The less you say about it, in some ways, is better. Don't make it a big deal. Why define somebody that way? You know what I'm saying?
What it was, it's two individuals that were in a, you know, either way, there's a young boy that's, you know, a young man that's dead.
Yeah.
I don't really see how race.
And an older guy whose life is ruined forever.
That's yeah, right. And I really don't see how race should play a factor into that. It's one human being and another human being. I think that's how people should look at it, not as a race thing.
All right, so let's move on. Here we go. You ready?
This is Twinkie the Kid. Ever wonder how they get that creamy filling into the middle of a Twinkie's
cake?
Yeah,
really.
These kids have some pretty good ideas.
Do they?
First, they put down the creamy filling, then they bake the cake all around.
Oh.
See, they got this big tube full of the stuff, and they just squish it in.
Yeah.
It's just born there.
Hostess
it's
Twinkies
born there.
Cakes, fruit pies, and cupcakes.
Yeah.
Yahoo! The fresh snacks with a snack in the middle.
That's right, because Twinkies are back. They'll be returning to store shelves nationwide today.
I think I'm liking St. Smithin's Day so far.
Yeah, well, what, Twinkies and rain?
Raining outside, sit inside, and enjoy yourself a nice Twinkie.
That's it. However, Walmart on Friday said 1,600 of its stores were already selling the little golden sponge cakes. The revitalized Hostess will also be producing fruit pies, ho-hos, orange cupcakes, which I never got. I have never understood that. Just, man, those look like leftovers to me. Anyway, Suzy Q's, Zingers, and more. But some of those won't be available until early next month. Snowballs are due out in the fall. The newfangled Twinkie also will have an extended shelf life. It'll be good for 45 years. Oh, no, 45 days.
Oh.
Compared to the old 26-day shelf life. Again, if you keep it wrapped up, I think it lasts forever.
Were ding dongs on that list?
The ding dongs were on the list.
I'm a big ding dong fan.
All right, so. Yeah, and ho hos also. No, I'm sorry, they're not ho hos and zingers. Ding dongs are not there.
I don't know what a zinger is.
What is a ding dong?
A ding dong.
Oh, that's the chocolate cuppy cakes.
Now wait a minute, you're going to have to let him. You interrupted.
I'm sorry.
They're the chocolate cuppy cakes.
the
what Kat said.
Okay, So it's not a host. How's that different from a Hostess cupcake?
It doesn't have. It's hard to explain.
But it has chocolate all over it?
Yeah, it has chocolate all the way around.
It looks like a hockey puck.
Basically. Okay.
And a beautiful swirly whirly twirl.
That's it.
Top.
Hello.
Report from the field. They're in the College Station Walmart. Strangely enough, next to the produce section, display with the ding dongs and Twinkies.
Really? Thank you. Right there in the produce section. Well, they're fresher now than they'll ever be, right? Yeah. Is that probably right? They're fresher now than they'll ever be?
Well, unless they got saved over from whenever it was shut down.
Well, it could be. The return of the Twinkie means you finally get your shot at a world record. Competitive eater Kobayashi once set the world record, by the way, of 14 Twinkies in a minute. 14
Ooh,
Twinkies in a minute.
That seems doable.
Yeah.
To me?
Yeah, but your mouth dries out, see?
Well, it does seem easier than hot dogs.
Yeah.
Maybe you finally can lose a few pounds. Remember that in 2010, a nutrition professor lost 27 pounds on a Twinkie diet.
What?
Yep. He did it simply by limiting himself to less than 1,800 calories a day. There are about 150 calories, okay, in the Twinkie. So there you are. Eat 15 of those a day. By the way, one sharp-eyed reporter noticed these Twinkies, 10% smaller.
Oh.
10% smaller. Just saying. But again, people will be so delighted.
So did the professor get fat again after that?
I don't know. I
did
never,
he get rickets?
This morning is the first time I heard anything about that. Yeah, because I can't imagine that you get much vitamin C. Probably not a lot of vitamin C in Twinkies. Maybe he took a vitamin supplement to help him out as far as that goes. And also, the World Pea Shooting Championships were held.
Well, that's cool.
So Twinkies and pea shooters. Pea shooters from across the globe attempted world domination in England over the weekend. It was the World Pea Shooting Championships, taking place in a town there since 1971, attracts participants from all over the globe. Last year's winner was a native Englishman named Rob Bressler. He retained his title as champion. Now, I have no more information other than that. Are we talking about accuracy or distance?
I don't know.
How many peas can you shoot within a short period of time? But
shoot
anyway.
A squirrel from 500 yards
away.
Yeah,
exactly. Hello?
Man, if you can hit a pea, you are a darn good marksman.
That's a good point. You're
hey
right.
Hey, friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance. They're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
See all that's new at Amish Furniture for generations. Stop in and have a look at the new pieces and representative pieces of new builders. As we've talked about, the Amish furniture business has just exploded in the last probably decade. And that solid wood furniture is what people want. Bench built, handcrafted by Amish craftsmen, made here in the United States. And by the way, books and books of things for you to view as well. But you'll find lots of new there, no matter what you're looking for, whether it's new tables and chairs for your bedroom, for your dining room, for your family room, even from your office, all made in the USA. So stop in and have a look at the selections that they've got. The phone number's the same, 260-5050, but, you know, it's been about a year that they moved to Boonville Road just past Kroger. So stop in and see them. It's furniture that is solid wood. It lasts for generations to come. And one trip to Amish Furniture for Generations, and Kent will explain to you how this furniture is made, how the wood is sawn, how it's finished. You'll learn more about the way furniture is made, and you'll understand the difference of quality furniture when you stop in and see them at Amish Furniture for Generations. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Pretty good numbers here. 70% chance of rain for the remainder of today, and actually it's going to kind of move out of the area from the south for a little while, but there's still more pouring in from down lower, so later on today we should probably get some more. 85 for a high temperature today, 72 tonight with a 40% chance of rain. The 40% chance of rain continues on Tuesday and Wednesday as well. And again, will only be about 90, lows at night around 72. And the other thing that feels pretty good is the winds are out of the northeast at about 9 right now. Humidity's 87%. We have light rain, and it's 72.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. We service all sizes and types of roofing systems, both residential and commercial. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie owned and operated. Click myaggieroofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The number one creator of jobs in this country isn't Barack Obama or Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, or politicians of either party. It's a store, Walmart. Walmart has begun construction on 3 stores in the Washington area, and they plan to build 3 more. And then the liberals on the D.C. City Council, who haven't the slightest idea how to create jobs, decided Walmart ought to pay everybody at least $12.50 an hour, a so-called living wage. Walmart said that if that law passed, they're going to pull the plug. Well, despite the warning, liberals like Jack Evans from Ward 2 passed the living wage bill anyway. And within hours, Walmart announced that they were going to abandon the 3 planned stores. Now, the bill applies only to retailers with stores of 75,000 feet or larger and at least $1 billion in sales. But it exempts big retailers that have unions, their friends and donors. In other words, it's a Democrats hate Walmart bill. The mayor can still veto it, but if you're Walmart, why open where Democrats reign in perpetuity and are actively attempting to kill your business? Now, if you want to know why cities run by liberals are losing jobs and why their tax base is shrinking, just look at this. The D.C. Council, a bunch of arrogant, proud people as they kill jobs, stagnate the local economy, and play political favorites without any regard for the people who actually elect them.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Well, it's vacation time for many of you. Time to think about your travels, who you get to see, and how you're going to get there. And the right luggage is needed, and that's luggage made right here in America by Club Glove. I own a 3-piece set of their Train Reaction System luggage. Make a note of it, TRS Ballistic Luggage. It's from Club Glove. Now, this stuff, this gear is so good, you can walk through the longest concourse of any airport holding this luggage in one hand and a coffee in the other, and you'll never break a sweat. It's built to balance, and that means this luggage makes your travel easier. It's from Club Glove, the same American company that's been outfitting pro golfers with the travel gear they insist on using. Club Glove is offering you free shipping when you visit the coupon code section and just enter RUSH2013 at clubglove.com. That's RUSH2013 at clubglove.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to 1.5 acres, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. College Station water consumption is closing in on daily capacity. Water Resources Coordinator Jennifer Nation says the city can produce 29 million gallons a day. Recent usage has exceeded 25 million a day.
I think people need to really take a good hard look at their irrigation systems. You know, obviously with the heat and the drought and the wind that we've had a lot of drying out. Plants are starting to look bad. But make sure that you're watering deeply and infrequently.
Nations also challenge large commercial users to change watering schedules. In the meantime, recent triple-digit temperatures have prompted the Brazos County Commission to consider tomorrow returning the burn ban for those who live outside city limits. It would be the first ban since December of 2011. The Brazos County IT building in downtown Bryan was evacuated Friday afternoon for 2 hours following the discovery of black smoke coming out of an air conditioning vent. Director Eric Caldwell says an AC motor went out, which generated the smoke. Employees were outside for about 2 hours. Around 3:30, Caldwell says he sent non-critical employees home and the rest worked from the portion of the building that didn't have smoke. There was no damage other than replacing the air conditioner motor. The IT building, located west of the Brazos County Administration Building, was the home of the former Lone Star Gas Company. Social media was used by Bowen Lofton when he announced Friday that he will be stepping down as A&M president next January.
Lofton wrote to his more than 21,000 Twitter followers, "It's all about the students and I love you all." The speaker of the A&M Faculty Senate, Walter Doherty, said the Senate appreciated Lofton making students a central focus since that's what a university is all about. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp praised Lofton's relationship with the student body.
"I'm not sure there's ever been anybody that's more popular and more attuned to the students and just plain popular with the students than Bowen has been, you know, certainly at least since I've been here."
That was echoed by A&M student body president Reed Joseph.
"He does a tremendous job of going to so many events and organizations, and he's just so highly visible and a part of life on campus. It's not like he's disconnected."
Sharp says a search committee will be formed at the start of the fall semester. Lofton became interim president in June 2009, will return to the classroom as a tenured professor in the College of Engineering, and he wants to establish an institute addressing behavior in terrorist organizations and the spread of diseases among human and animal populations. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Tomorrow at noon is the deadline to apply to be a model for a special new statue at Texas A&M's Kyle Field. Associate Vice President for Student Affairs Tom Reber says they're selecting 12 current students to represent the student body, sawing off varsity's horns.
"It was an idea of the 12th Man Foundation, working with athletics, trying to do different areas of the stadium and highlighting the wonderful traditions we have here in Aggieland. And I think it's something that everyone can relate to."
Reber says a committee of students, faculty, and staff will go through the applications and make a recommendation to President Bowen Lofton tomorrow. A Bryan man convicted of a murder from nearly 2 years ago has been sentenced. 20-year-old Travis Carroll could have a maximum prison term of life for his part in the October 2011 death of Billy Menard Jr. The jury that took about 1.5 hours to find him guilty took 3 hours before reaching a 12-year punishment. Carroll's lawyer asked for 5 years and prosecutors sought 40 to 50 years. And a man died in Anderson yesterday morning in a single vehicle crash. Dispatchers say 51-year-old Robert Shirley of Onalaska was driving north through town on Highway 90 when his van left the road and hit a tree. Shirley was wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash, which took place around 8:15. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 69 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What do you get when you add thousands of energy-saving LEDs, CFLs, fluorescent tubes, halogens, and other light bulbs to a Batteries Plus? Well, for one thing, you get a new name. Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Of course, Batteries Plus Bulbs still has all the same great pluses you've come to expect from Batteries Plus. Like an enormous selection of batteries for cars, cell phones, laptops, watches, motorcycles, and more. Plus car battery installation while you wait. Plus battery testing. Plus recycling. Plus helpful advice. In fact, we haven't subtracted anything from our stores at all. We've just added thousands of light bulbs and the word bulbs to our name. So next time you need to replace a battery or bulb, remember Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away. It's 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car, maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. And when it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust, mufflers, and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink. All day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much, I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Show your avocado love at Subway. Add this superfood boost to the turkey and spinach or try it on the Subway Club. It's avocado season. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
We've got a bit of an unusual weather situation in the upper parts of the atmosphere today. Big upper level low is going to be responsible for occasional rain today. High temperatures are probably going to be around 85 degrees. We certainly could use the rainfall. Tonight, the rain will gradually taper off. Lows overnight around 70. Occasional sun tomorrow. The chance for showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. Some sun Wednesday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, three Aggie swimmers compete at the 2013 World University Games, another Major League no-hitter, and an unlikely winner at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. All this and more coming up in sports.
What, was it like a fan who came out of the stands and won?
No, not quite.
Oh, okay. All right. Some kind of an inexperienced driver then. As far as rain is concerned, if you're headed up to the north, to the northwest, you'll probably be in some rain. Down toward Houston, not so much right now. And we're going to get a break here through the county. It ought to stop raining pretty soon. And again, it was nice, light rain, ideal stuff, all soaked in, and even a good chance later on today. And in fact, rain is mentioned in the forecast for the next few days, so fun. Oh, we in the media are so smart. You ever notice that? We're brilliant.
I haven't noticed that.
Okay. I don't like to brag.
Yeah, really. Okay, the big internet sensation over the weekend, of course, was the video of KTVU in San Francisco. And the anchor who read the list of the fake names of the pilots in the Asiana Flight 214. Here's Tori Campbell.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight.
Now.
And don't play them.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to. No, I got it. Tori Campbell, that's her name. And the thing is, on their morning news, KTVU had, well, pretty much tooed their own horn about how they had gotten the information 100% right. Here we go.
They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Lo, Ho Lee, and Bang Ding Ao.
Okay?
Yeah. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing on Saturday.
Once again.
They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Lo, Ho Lee, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing on Saturday.
As it turns out, somebody at the station actually did check those names with NTSB to verify the story and were assured that they were correct.
So offensive.
But not one at that station would be like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Sure, they're going to pull that intern's intestines out and wrap them around his throat.
And again, that listen to her.
I'm saying that's what they're probably going to do.
She gets, if she ever gets that angry.
Oh,
me,
no, I'm
scared.
Not actually mad.
I understand.
I'm saying that's probably how they're going to treat the intern.
The first one and then the expletive one's my favorite.
Yeah. So. So
it's just wrong. Did you see the quote that the Asian journalist?
So Tom Rapponi, who is the general manager and president of the TV station, quote, "We sincerely regret the error and took immediate action to apologize, both in the newscast where the mistake occurred as well as on our website and the social media sites. Nothing is more important to us than having the highest level of accuracy. Obviously, no one said the names aloud. They simply typed them in." Now, what Kat's referring to is the Asian American Journalists Association, who responded, quote, "Those names were not only wrong, they were so grossly offensive, it's hard for us at the Asian American Journalists Association to fathom those names made it to the broadcast." Yeah, at some point, don't you look at it and go, Sum Ting Wong? So anyway. Meanwhile, despite the apologies, CNN reports that Asiana Airlines is considering a lawsuit both against the TV station and NTSB after the station aired the report.
Mm.
Once again, I mean, those are the gatekeepers. Those are the people who have to get the news right.
This is who we trust our brains with.
Well, again, we're part of it. You know, we're part of it. And we had it happen here. I mean, Not
we never said anything like that.
Yeah, not that it was fake, but we had a person who was on the payroll at the time doing the news, and they said that something occurred on Dartmouth Street, and you know, one would think you'd know, but maybe not. And that's not saying I'm never going to mispronounce something again, but wow, the media does it again. All right, a wine producer in France is introducing. See, and I don't know why this didn't happen before. Cola-flavored wine. Rochesset is a red wine doused with cola flavor targeted for younger audiences. Oh, good. Let's go for the 16-year-olds. Wine drinking in France has plummeted in recent years, particularly among the young, who are more attracted to beer and spirits. So will this, in fact, lead to some sort of new appreciation for the French wine heritage if they make it taste like Coca-Cola?
I could just see that at one of those, you know, snuffy parties with a bunch of people walking around and, you know, cocktail dresses and suits and stuff. It's quite the taste to it. It tastes just like Coca-Cola.
Exactly. Or Pepsi or whatever it needs.
Mountain Dew, yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And while we're at it, just, oh, by the way, drinking impairs the brain at a lower consumption rate than you might think. Huh. According to the new study, it only takes drinking 3 pints of beer or 3 medium glasses of wine to slow your brain down by 20%. So that means that if you have 15 drinks, your brain just goes dead. Is that right? Basically brain dead?
Well, percentages can go on and on forever.
Well, I guess, but if it's 20% per time and you do it 5 times, wouldn't that mean that there's nothing going on
down there?
No,
because it doesn't work out that way.
And some people are like that before they start drinking.
Well, that's... So. Yeah, it depends on what your baseline is. Some state lawmakers in Denver using a loophole to get out of speeding tickets. The legislators' cars fools the speed cameras because the government-issued plates aren't listed in the DMV database.
Oh.
Now, that's bad, but then apparently something else. To make matters worse, it turns out that those speeding tickets end up getting mailed out to innocent civilians whose license plates bear the same numbers.
Oh.
How does that happen?
Mm-mm.
First of all, how do they get a number that's already out there in the system? And secondly, how do they get around that? That's a pretty sweet deal those people in Colorado, the politicians in Colorado got going for themselves. So there you go. All right, let's see what else. Oh, Seattle police arrested a man who crashed an 8-year-old's birthday party. An 8-year-old's birthday party. Police say the unidentified shirtless man ate several slices of pizza, grabbed two balloon animals. Parents grabbed the guy, and the police got there, and the party crasher was
so
taken.
So he got several slices of pizza at him.
Yeah.
And two balloon animals before somebody stopped. He was like, hey, well, this guy doesn't belong
who
here.
Who are you? Right?
I had a friend whose wedding was crashed by a homeless man. He was in the line putting biscuits and fried chicken into his pockets.
Oh. Did they go ahead and let him eat, or did they tell him to go away?
Yeah, someone went up and was like, hey, are you with the bride or the groom? And he was like, just walked out. But like, and then everyone was like, well, who was that? And I was like, we didn't invite him. Nope, we didn't invite him either.
Who was that strange homeless man?
He was just a homeless man who filled his pockets full of fried chicken.
All right, good.
It happens.
Gets himself a meal. All right, here we go. This had to happen. The Walking Dead, of course, is such a hit. There is a new official line of women's clothes for The Walking Dead. Entertainment Weekly says AMC Network has partnered with Her Universe to create a line of cotton tank tops, shirts, hoodies, and even dresses that feature blood-spattered designs and characters from the show. Line being released just in time for Comic-Con, which kicked off last week. So now you can buy Walking Dead apparel. Like that? There you go. All right, 7:48.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you have a teenager? If so, you might be up to your eyeballs in rebellion and bad attitudes. And on really bad days, you may even question where you went wrong as a parent. Well, don't lose hope. Fostering maturity in teens is often like getting Chinese bamboo plants to grow. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Most plants germinate in days or weeks, but not Chinese bamboo. Even with proper care and the right conditions, you could be staring at a bare patch of dirt a year from now. After such a long wait, you might even wonder what you did wrong. But hold on, have some patience, and you'll be amazed at what happens. The bamboo will eventually emerge from the soil, and when it does, it'll grow at an astounding rate, sometimes several feet in one day. The lesson here is that during that time, when you thought nothing was happening, something was happening. A vast root system was developing, and once the plant broke the surface, there was no stopping it. Maturity in your child is a lot like that. Even if you're staring at the bare dirt of rebellion and attitude right now, change is coming. At some point, usually after their teen years, maturity will likely blossom. And after wondering for so long where you went wrong, all the character you work to instill will finally break through the surface. For more information, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, That payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. Texas A&M swimmer Sarah Henry made a pair of trips to the awards stand at the 2013 World University Games on Saturday. Henry, a sophomore from Garner, North Carolina, earned a gold medal with Team USA's winning 800-meter freestyle relay and took a silver medal with a runner-up finish in the 200 IM. It was Henry's second individual championship final appearance of the World University Games after previously logging a seventh-place finish in the 400 IM. In other action involving Aggies, freshman Ashley McGregor, representing Canada, advanced to the semifinals of the 200-meter breaststroke where she placed sixth, and junior Heinrich Lindau, representing Sweden, competed in the 50 butterfly, the 50 backstroke, and the 100 freestyle, with the 100 fly still to come. Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel left the Manning family's football camp a day early after missing some of his assignments as a counselor and coach. A statement Sunday from the Manning Passing Academy says Manziel had missed some assignments and was late to others and said he was feeling ill. A statement emailed by camp spokesman Greg Blackwell says officials agreed that it was in everyone's best interest for Manziel to leave a day early on Saturday. For the first time in 15 years, the Texas State 7-on-7 championship tournament was held somewhere else besides College Station. Due to new NCAA regulations, universities are now prohibited from hosting events, but that didn't mean that the Brazos Valley wasn't well represented. Six teams from the area made the trip to Leander, and the A&M Consolidated Tigers won the consolation final in Division I. Meanwhile, the Navasota Rattlers, who won the 3A state championship last season, fell to Argyle 34-20 in the second round of the Division II championship bracket. Some Major League history was made over the weekend as San Francisco's Tim Lincecum did something only a handful of big league pitchers have ever done before.
Here's the 2-2 pitch to Alonso. Swinging a drive into left center field. Blanco waiting. He puts it away, and that's a no-hitter for Tim Lincecum. And now all of his teammates out onto the field, right behind the mound, as they are mobbing Tim Lincecum as he has thrown a no-hitter here in San Diego.
It was the first career no-hitter for Lincecum, who won the Cy Young Award back in 2008 and 2009. In Detroit, it was Justin Verlander who was looking to take a no-no.
That ball's hammered to right center field. Way back up the alley and off the wall on a hop. Now there goes the no-hitter as Moreland steams into second base with a well-struck gapper double. And the crowd here at Comerica standing and giving Justin Verlander a well-deserved round of applause.
That double by Moreland was about the only thing the Rangers did good yesterday as they fell to the Tigers 5-0. Texas heads into the All-Star break, two games back of the Oakland A's in the American League West. It was the same story for the Houston Astros yesterday in Tampa.
Swinging a fly ball to straightaway center. Going back, Jennings racing back. He reaches out and makes a catch at the base of the wall. What a play for Jennings. And what a way to go into the break. A 5-0 Rays win on the first career complete game shutout for Chris Archer.
Archer struck out 8 and walked none in his 13th big league start. The Astros go into the All-Star break with a 17-inning scoreless streak and have lost 12 of their last 15 games. Speaking of the Stros, second baseman Jose Altuve is guaranteed $12.5 million under his new four-year contract. An All-Star last season, the 23-year-old is hitting .280 with 15 doubles, 3 homers, 28 RBIs, and 21 steals. Baltimore's Chris Davis will be the man to watch in tonight's annual home run derby. It proceeds tomorrow night's All-Star game. The left-handed slugger tied Reggie Jackson's record for most home runs in the AL before the All-Star game with his 37th yesterday in the Orioles' 7-4 win over Toronto. Coverage for the Derby begins at 7 o'clock on ESPN. American 100-meter record holder Tyson Gay has tested positive for a banned substance and says he will pull out of the World Championships next month in Moscow. Gay wouldn't reveal the substance in a phone conversation yesterday, but said he was notified by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency late last week. A sample came back positive from a May 16th out-of-competition test. After 4 years of health scares and unemployment put his promising career in doubt, Brian Vickers captured the checkered flag yesterday at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Here's Vickers after the win.
Man, it feels good. I appreciate all the support from the fans here. Everyone at Aaron's. This Aaron's Dream Machine was just awesome today. You know, Toyota was great. Engine ran great all day. We got really hot, but it hung in there with us.
Vickers snapped a 75-race winless streak and hadn't won since the August 2009 race at Michigan. He won his first career cup race in August 2006 at Talladega Super Speedway. Jordan Spieth made a par putt on the fifth hole of a playoff win to win the John Deere Classic yesterday, earning a trip to this week's British Open. The 19-year-old Spieth is the second youngest winner on the PGA Tour, on the PGA Tour in 82 years. And this has been your sports update brought to you by Awards & More on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
What do you get when you add thousands of energy-saving LEDs, CFLs, halogens, and other light bulbs to the wide selection of batteries for cars, laptops, cell phones, and other devices at a Batteries Plus? Well, for one thing, you get a new name. Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Schulte difference.
Our personal promise to each and every homeowner is what we are discussing with you in your home and promising you is exactly what's going to happen once we come and do the job. We separate ourselves from the competition by properly educating our installers, by drug screening our installers, and making sure that we have quality control in place to check the quality of the installations that they are doing.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all